Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Caught It All with Karen. Another month has gone by, can you believe it? And we are well on our way heading into winter down under now. We've had lots of stormy weather. It's been so much fun. And my aim is over the next few weeks to get my kite out. I haven't flown it for ages. So we'll get it out. Hopefully we'll get it up. And I'll let you know how I go with that. So this week in Caught It All with Karen, we're going to be talking about education and, well, the system and why the education system is failing our children, or my opinion as to why it is. And then we're going to be talking about, hopefully if I don't babble on too long, a lovely recipe, super healthy, it's yummy, and it's a dessert. So well worth listening in for that. We'll start the show today with some music. A local artist, New Zealand boy, man boy, I'm not sure of his exact age. He's not old, I can tell you that much. And he is called Shay Milne, and the song is called Quick One. And funnily enough, it is actually a quick one. It's only 1 minute, 20 seconds long. Well worth a listen, though. Okay, he's got some amazing talent, this guy. It's from his album called Phi Corridor Raps. So check it out, Google it. And then we've got a Fatboy Slim breakbeat mix. I think it's mixed with or by Latin SKA, or is that the style? Fatboy Slim, Latin SKA, Oscar? Acid breakbeat mix? What a mouthful. My goodness. But anyway, Magic Carpet Ride. It's a real fun, upbeat song, so that'll perk you up if you've got lots of things you need to get doing. So let's stop babbling. Already started. Apologies. Let's go. Quick One by Shay Milne.
Kuana oku whakaro ki te ao. Kei noho au ka mataku, I have to say. Kua roa e ngana ana ki te whaka. We vina lātu ma kupu calling rapping. Anei te mana te whakapiki a ke. Te reo Māori up in here, kore a muri e hoki a. Tēnei te raranga, ngā momo karanga. Kia reka mo te taringa, you like te tawara. Toko wake ana te pātai a he. A taimai te kaiwhaka, taitai te tahi anga wa lasei. Anei te tai te toki te maitai huke ngaro. Tēnei te tuku tuku i home.
This is the show.
Tēnei ahau te whaka whera whera. I ngā kōrero living your mum like
Mera.
Mau hopu orori te ki te ana
Hera.
E rangi ahau e hoa noraro
Hema.
E tangi ana ki a ratau ma. E kore e maumautia te wā.
That's right.
Wanamita gawe fubaze. Ke karanga ana ringa pakia till it hurts.
Woo.
No fellow rude boys, stand fast and let us unite and deal with 100 or 1,000 years.
We'll be right back.
Yeah, there was Magic Carpet Ride, Fat Boy Slim. So let's talk about education, and let's talk about why it is failing our children. And it is, sadly to say. And as a teacher, sadly to say. Doesn't exactly make me feel overly proud about my profession. I'm doing my best, but yeah, it's a struggle. It's a big machine that fights back hard. So yeah, we can only do so much. Those of us that really have a passion for wanting our young ones to achieve and become the best that they can anyway. So how many of you consider the question, why do we even need school? How many of us parents out there answer those Monday morning grumbles of, do I really have to go to school? Majority of people say that school is essential for both the developing of knowledge and social skills. But is school really an essential part of growing up? Let's, before smashing it to bits, first better understand the topic in its entirety. We need to first understand what exactly having an education means. And more significantly, what is its purpose? Education is defined as the process of receiving or giving systemic instruction. Here's what the New Zealand Government's Ministry of Education has to say on the topic, and I quote this from their website. Their vision is for every New Zealander to have a strong national and cultural identity, to aspire for themselves and their children to achieve more, to have the choice and opportunity to be the best they can be, to be an active participant and citizen in creating a strong civil society, and to be productive, valued, and competitive in the world. And their vision for New Zealand as a whole and individually is to lead globally. Talk about pressure, my goodness. Yes, I am a full-time teacher, and yes, I believe in some of those things. Let's break it down a bit. Identity, I think we're getting a bit too obsessed with that one. Could strike that one off. I think that's something that develops in a sort of holistic way, you might say. We don't need to shove it down people's throats. I think that's a bit overkill. Aspires for ourselves and our children to achieve. Yes, I think achieving things is an important thing. I'm good with that one. To be the best that they can be, have a choice and opportunity to be the best that they can be. Absolutely. Be an active participant and citizen in creating a strong civil society. What is a strong civil society? I don't even know. Civilized, strong. Okay, I could go along with that one. To be productive, yes, agree with that. Valued and competitive. But competitive is another one where I think we get a little bit hung up on that. Why do we have to compete with the world? Why can't we just be the best that we can? And if it happens to be the best in the world, awesome. And this whole leading globally thing, oh. Anyway, let's unpack a little of what modern day teaching looks like, because I'm not sure if many people that haven't been in schools for a while understand exactly what's going on in there. I don't know if you want to, actually. This might frighten you. Anyway, teachers today use words like child-led, flexible learning environment, mindfulness. Let's be mindful. Let's reflect. Play-based learning, all these things to describe teaching today. And it all sounds wonderful, doesn't it? But, in reality, let me tell you, classes are more often than not too large and too fast-paced to do any more than simply relay information. I always feel quite rushed in my days, so I can only imagine how it feels for the children. And it's sad, because day by day I watch some of the children's passions gradually wilt and die as they aim, for the most part, just to simply retain information we throw at them. It's fairly apparent the focus is primarily on one aspect of child development, and that is knowledge acquisition. The education curriculum leaves little flexibility for our young people to truly explore their strengths and beliefs or to find their place in society. And this is so important because it is during these child's formative years that they are developing most as individuals, with each bringing their own unique personalities, their own skill sets and opinions to the table. I feel like we're missing out on so much potential because a lot of it's just quashed. The fact of the matter is, and this is something I know from experience, children actually do want to learn. That is, until we teach them that learning has to be delivered in a certain way and has to be about what the adults decide is important. The moment they cotton on to that, it's almost like they drop out. And the sad reality is that schools currently do not have the capacity or resources to nurture and teach children in the way that they deserve. As an educator myself, I personally feel that there are many more opportunities available to children when you actually allow them to follow their own learning paths. It is perhaps time to start questioning the norm, because pretty much the main thing schools teaching us is that we must conform to fit in, and that the world is not actually a safe space for self-discovery. Then there's the whole, well, how do kids socialise without school? This is a big question when considering the relevance of formal education. But sadly, for many children, going to school is a traumatising experience. Classes are big, it's loud, the playground can be brutal, and some teachers can be very intimidating. Children don't suddenly become sociable when we have sent them into a big group of people, mainly that of their own age. That's ridiculous to think that. In fact, it's actually more damaging, in my opinion, than anything. The focus of any curriculum, in my opinion, should most certainly not be simply on the attainment of knowledge and resilience. Resilience, this is one of the current buzzwords that the teachers are using. You'll see it in your reports if you've got kids, I'm sure of it. I'll put money on it. Schools, it should instead be about producing confident, well-rounded citizens who feel as though they belong and who feel they have value in society, true value. So let me know what your thoughts on this topic are. It's a big one. We've all been to school. Let me know if you think it's all just shallow buzzwords that mean nothing, or maybe you're a supporter of the current system. I'd be interested to hear either way. Right, time to break things up with a bit of music. This is a song called Boom by Paolo Baldini Dubfires featuring Hempress Sativa. Enjoy.
Io mi vado.
Questa?
Io mi vado.
Vai.
Well, in come the unconquerable, your highness, Empress Sativa, the lyrical machine. When the lioness roar, no dog bark, kick it off. What da da ding, da 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 ding, Empress Sativa, pan the mic and I go rip it up again. Watch out, what da da ding. Da-da-da-ding, a J-O-E, I run the place, and no win, I beg no friend, catch it, wa-da-da-ding, da-da-da-da-ding, in the lyrics, and me strip, me say, my must can defend, boom, wa-da-da-ding, da-da-da-da-ding, them be no a semi rapper than them. From a little and a grow, I'm on a come on a puppy, I love it, been selecting, your love sound system, Brigadier, the general, the principal, a chaplain, forward, Empress Sativa, me a top rank, we on the rhythm like a lizard panalim with the mic in a me and annihilate anything. Me no skin teeth, sky love, me no grin. Fling 45 and 30 every the spin. Of the people them rocking, to the style and the pattern. Be reflows on the rush and the page and busting up a plan. Police are make a rave for wanted man. The final with no gun beside the big gun just whipping on me end. I walk up to the door of the control
Crown Station. Them ask me what's my name and what's my occupation. I tell them it's your highness for your information. I'm at the Grandmaster, we're in a Ram Jam session. What da da ding, da 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 ding. Empress Sativa on the mic and I go rip it up again. Watcha, what da da ding, da 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 ding. A J O E, I run the place, so no we not beg no friend. Kiki, what da da ding. Da 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 ding, and the lyrics when me spit, me say my must can defend. Wa da da ding, da 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 ding. Them fi know I set me rapper. Me sick them all up, hot breath with tough chest. Score them face and above chest. Jealous for envy, the Empress Sativa, the Ankara rip one much less. Right if it the entourage of OOOs and Santa Claus. My often love to hold them soft. Lyrics to chop in the inner, in the part exposing. Fast across him, shouldn't have this, I suppose. And never when nobody knows him, another John Doe. My flow is so intricately orchestrated, rated as the greatest. Will MC the king created. We tell them, boom, what da da ding, da 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 ding. Empress Sativa on the mic, and I go rip it up again. Watch out, what da da ding, da 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 ding. I UTH, I run the place, and now when I beg no friend, kick it. What da da ding, da 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 ding. And the lyrics of Miss Rip, Mr. Mama can defend. Wa da da ding, da 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 ding. J O E for life. Boom, Sir Grace to the Fox. Tarnish your name every day, them a chat. Smile to the face, back turn, them a talk to my shine, Panama clock, word, them a watch. This that we use on the blocks of a rough friendship, refusing the miles of my plot. Island powder, rope, tight, not static, 06, suit, deep, from a drop on the feet, so if in there shall be no mistake. Not even a strong, I'm a lock, so they touch. Queen punch, one of them, just a cut to the crown, on the head, and I breathe, I got snatch. Gas, me dash, and me the last. Won't the fear, guns of a sprinkler. Falling rain on the drain, them a watch them kill up themselves, when I have a lash. What da da ding, da 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 ding, Empress Sativa, Pandi, mic, and I got repeat up. Da da ding, da 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 ding. A J O E, I run the place, and no, we never beg no friend. What da da ding, da 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 ding. Bless the Melamu, give thanks, you know. King Selassie is the Almighty. Yeah, through them, give thanks. Give thanks, give thanks. Bless it.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah. Yes,
sir. So today's recipe is a bit of a healthy one, healthy and yummy, and I definitely think it's worth giving it a shot. It's called the Four Berry and Chia Superfood Dessert. But it's not like a super sweet dessert. You could pretty much have it for breakfast, lunch, or dinner if you wanted to. And reason being is that it provides so much nutrients and a ton of energy that it is pretty much a meal in one. So if you're like me and don't mind having cereal for dinner, this could be a great one for you. So, I just call it the berry chia dessert for short. Here's what you'll need. Get a pencil. 2 cups of almond milk. 1.5 tablespoons of cocoa. 1/2 cup of frozen blueberries. 1 tablespoon of goji powder. Don't worry if you don't have that, but it's a super food, so it's all good if you do. 1 teaspoon of maki powder, M-A-Q-U-I. That's another super food. If you don't have that or can't afford it, because they are quite pricey, don't worry about it, just leave that out. Another teaspoon coming up, and this one is another powder, and it's called, I think they say it, acai powder. A-C-A-I, another superfood. These are all types of berries. Like, I think they're from, they're exotic berries from South America or somewhere like that. But all supposedly very powerful. Again, if you can't afford acai powder, just leave it out. 1 teaspoon of vanilla. 1/2 teaspoon of kelp. half a cup of coconut nectar, or if you don't have that, just find something sweet, some sort of powdered sugar. 2 to 3 drops of chocolate and or both raspberry stevia. If you don't have that, don't worry about it. I never have that, so I just use nothing, or else I might find something special like, I don't know, a bit of chocolate, dark chocolate, melted, who knows. It's one of those recipes that's just so user-friendly. You can pretty much put in, well, not whatever, but it doesn't matter, because the main thing is, and here it comes, is the chia seeds. And you can get those at Pack and Save. 1/3 cup. Just 1/3 cup. That's all you need. So it won't be too costly. If you've got those, you're good to go. And a pinch of salt. Really simple. 4 steps. 1, blend all the ingredients except the chia seeds together. Then you put the chia seeds into a container. So I would put it into a container that you can seal up so it's all ready to just chuck straight into the fridge. So put the chia seeds into a container and then pour the liquid that you've just blended, all the other stuff, over the top of the chia seeds while simultaneously whisking them together. And then every 10 minutes or so for the next, I don't know, half hour, depending, I'll just get a feel for it, whisk it every now and then until you can start seeing those chia seeds mix in really nicely and homogeneously, all like nicely evenly spaced and just starting to plump out. They like to plump out. So it will still look quite watery, but after you've left it, step 4, in the fridge overnight, you'll see it'll be all puffed out. And it's a texture that I really like. I just give it a go. It may seem like a really odd recipe, but I'd like you to give it a go, because that's Karen's orders today. Okay? Give it a go. So we're going to finish up with Shay Milne again. Going to play Quick One again, just because it was so quick. 80-second song, but well worth another listen. We're going to finish the show how we started it. Shay Milne, Quick One.
Tuku ana oku whakaro ki te ao. Kei no ho au ka mataku, I have to say no. Kua roa e ngana ana ki te whaka. Weave in a lantu maku pukole rapping. Anei te mana te whakapiki a ke. Te reo Māori up in here, kore a muri e hoki a. Tenei te raranga, ngā momo karanga. Kia reka mo te taringa, you like te tawara. Toko wa ke ana te pātai a he. A tai mai te kai whakatai tai te tahi angai wa lase. Anei te taira te toki te maitai. Tenei te tuku tuku i home. This is the show. Tenei ahau te whaka. Whera whera. I ngā kōrero leaving your mum like hera. Mau hopu o rori te ki te ana. Hera. E rangi ahau e hoa noraro. Hera. E tangi ana ki a ratau ma. E kore e maumotia te wā. That's right. Wana mita gawai fupase. Ke karanga anari ngā pakia till it hurts. Woo.
Well, guys, I hope you enjoyed the show today, and that's all from Karen for this month. Be sure to tune in next month for some more interesting discussion and music, and do take care, and just remember, God loves you. Bye.
Been listening to Kōrero with Karen. What If you enjoyed the show, be sure to tune in to Planet FM at 104.6 every fourth Wednesday at 10 past 2 in the afternoons. Or check it out anytime online at planetaudio.org.nz/korero with Karen. That's Karen with a Y. Ka kite anō e hoa.